All right, awesome. Can we just, I know, now that we've kind of gone out of our way to, you know, talk about, like, the main players, can we just run down the card of what's announced so far? And
well, we have the House of Glory Championship. The House of Glory World title will be defended as Anthony Gangone goes up against Bolt James, and you just heard me talk about how both of these guys have something to prove, and we're thankful to House of Glory. We have a great relationship with House of Glory, obviously, because, well, Anthony Gangone is on our roster. We also have a very close working relationship with House of Glory management, and due to, you know, I work at House of Glory as a manager and an announcer, so when you can, luckily we have that kind of relationship, so we were able to make this deal, and it sets the tone for our card, for all of our cards going forward, to have this level of championship match featuring a guy like Gango, who's gone up against TJP, former WWE Cruiserweight Champion, who's going up against Ricochet next month at the student showcase at the Elks Lodge, where we're having our show Give the People What They Want. We've got those two guys in a title match, in a match that can be proven to be a main event on any independent wrestling show.
Absolutely.
In the Northeast, if not North America. And it's one of four matches that we feel are main event quality. And I've seen arguments about what a main event match is. If you look at what's gone on with Hell in a Cell, the idea of multiple main events. But
yeah.
Main event quality is something that means something to me. These matches are main event quality because they can be a main event. They can go on live anywhere.
Sure.
Anywhere in any company. And we're bringing them to you, four of them, on our first show.
So you've got the House of Glory Championship match, and now you've got Darius Carter, which we've talked about, versus Sonny Kiss, another a guy that's got some now experience in ROH. What is it like to have Sonny be a part of this?
Sonny is probably the most charismatic human being in wrestling. He is the most charismatic person I've ever met in my life, and it's kind of opposite of Darius Carter, and kind of opposite of me, and just like, I try to be a little more subdued. I'm a little more high strung and a little more tightly wound, but Sonny is just an infectious human being. And you cannot deny his athleticism, his talent. The opportunities being afforded to Sonny right now, whether they come from Ring of Honor, TNA, wherever, he's a guy that will not be denied and is a tenacious son of a bitch. He fights hard. He will fight back. And Darius Carter is going to test Sonny Kiss. I think that match is a sleeper for the most aggressive match of the night. That one's going to be a fight. And that one's going to be fun to watch. And it's going to be interesting to see what Carter's intern, because everywhere Darius Carter goes, he has to have some semblance of protection or strategy. And having that intern on the outside, TK Luthor the Fifth, is a solid insurance policy in terms of a distraction. But I don't know if it'll be enough.
Okay. We discussed Matt Tremont versus Ken Broadway already. We talked about Rude Boy Riley. Maxwell Jacob Feinstein, you know, better known as MJF. What do you think is going to go on in that match?
I think that match is a match I know both guys are excited for because they both want to prove something. It's Long Island versus Staten Island, which inherently is an argument between two guys in a diner about which one is better. It's a barroom argument.
Yeah.
And the better answer is it's a draw because both of them are garbage dumps. Feinstein is the hottest young free agent in pro wrestling, and he's a guy who is running on a parallel track to Riley. MJF is getting a lot of looks in Combat Zone Wrestling and CZW. He is the star of Create a Pro's Academy. He's a guy that's getting a lot of opportunities at Wrestle Pro and all around the New York area. And Riley, basically MJF is where Riley, MJF is where Riley was 2 or 3 years ago. And if you see the video that MJF sent to Futures Now on our Facebook page, if you just search ICW Presents Futures Now, you'll see Feinstein loves that Riley has turned himself into what a wrestler should look like, but he makes fun of the fact that Riley used to be a little overweight and that he might have been a nerd or a guy that was stuffed in lockers, and Feinstein's looking to do that. Feinstein is looking to be the bully on the block, and there's a lot of bullies on our block. But the old prison adage, the first day in jail, you go up to the toughest dude in the room, you hit him in the face with a chair. Yep. And that's what Feinstein's looking to do on November 18th.
All right, so you got two tag team matches on the card, too. You want to talk about those?
Yeah, we've got the Zoltan going up against the New York Wrecking Crew, the Zoltan, former FSW Tag Team Champions. I believe they're still current FSW Tag Team Champions. And the New York Wrecking Crew, one of the standout tag teams in House of Glory, guys that remind me of the Brain Busters, and I'm not just saying that because I manage them, but this is two of the toughest teams in New York, not named EYFBO throwing hands, and I'm excited for this one because it's going to be a fight, and it's going to be the New York Wrecking Crew bringing their best, the Zoltan bringing their best, and on the outside you have the Walking Riot Rays, who, if you've not seen his work in 2KW against Matt Tremont or AR Fox, you really need to watch those matches. Because Reigns calls himself the King of Monsters, and it's no joke. This man is a monster. And then you've got some schmuck named Matthew Ryan Shapiro on the other side who carries a textbook. He might be trying to bring a little bit of a fight to Reigns, but not directly, because, well, he's scared. And the second match is the Super Savages, who everybody should know it's Monte and Caveman going up against the Friends of Tom, Jeff Campbell and Jay George. Now, I don't know if you've seen any of the Friends of Tom videos or photos.
They're interesting.
It seems that there is some sort of cult.
Yeah.
And it's based upon The Best Show with Tom Sharpling, and that they have a manager, AT Mike from The Best Show, who will be the manager. But it seems, and the video should be coming out hopefully this week, that AP Mike will have a manager as well. So we have a tag team with a manager
that has a manager. Yeah. Would you expect anything different from Jay George or anything that's associated with Jay George?
This is going to be the weirdest match in the history of professional wrestling. I am setting the bar that high that these four creeps are going to bring something so strange to the Super Savages that I make the Super Savages look normal. It'll make a superhero and a caveman look normal compared to guys who think Gigi Allen died in the sleep. They don't know how they passed away, that Gigi Allen passed away instead of dying violently of an overdose. They're weird. They're weird. They're creepy. They threw a pebble garbage can at my head once. I think they challenged Hall and Oates to a fight. They're from Newbridge, and you'll never find Newbridge on a map, but it is the weirdest town. Their ex-mayor stole a tank. They keep sending me messages about requiring a device, but they won't say what the device is for. They just say that there's a lot of whirring. It has to make a lot of whirring noises. They frighten me. They frighten me greatly. I don't know how to handle these people.
Oh, man. So, the other singles matches on the card, and it's kind of crazy, because we went through the card already, and this is already, like, an amazing event, but now, like, stuffed in the middle of the card, you got Mike Verna, who, I mean, if you're an indie wrestling guy in New York, you gotta know. And then Joey Ace is a guy that's bounced around all of the independents, and that's another guy that a lot of people know is like a quality worker. So what is it like to have these four guys in the middle of your card?
Well, let's talk about this. Like, it's the generation fights. You have the new generation guys, Verna and Joey Ace, going up against Azrael. Verna going up against Azrael, and Joey Ace going up against Papadon. And Papa Don and Azrael represent ICW. These guys were the standard bearers. They were cornerstones, along with Danny DeMonto, Low-Key, Amazing Red, of ICW throughout its run. And to have these guys as pseudo gatekeepers, to test guys like Verna, test guys like Joey, to see if they're able to be standard bearers for this brand. A lot of people know about Verna and the titles he's held. He is, if you were building the prototype for what many people think a pro wrestler should look like, it's Mike Verna.
Yeah, he's built like an animal.
Verna is a athlete. He looks and walks and talks like a pro wrestler. He's got that natural ability about him. And the same thing can be said about Joey Ace. Joey Ace is probably in the best shape of his career. He's more motivated than I think I've ever seen him. And I've known Joey for 5 years. And Joey's crazy. Joey's freaking crazy.
In a good way, though.
But Papa Don has held titles in North Carolina. He's in WrestleCade now every year. He is working in ECWA. He is one of the quantifiable great names of the last generation to make it out of New York, to travel, to get opportunities. And he is a guy that feels like he is undervalued. And he feels like this is still his territory, that the Elks Lodge is still his house. And if there's going to be a future, he's going to handpick the future. And that's why he's testing Joey Ace on November 18th. And the same can be said for Azrael. Azrael's a guy who now is in ECWA as well. He's one half of the tag team champion in ECWA. And he is looking for opportunities to prove that he is one of the most valuable wrestlers in New York City. And he's looking to bring the fight to Mike Verna. And Verna's got to bring his fight. He's got to bring his dancing shoes because it's not going to be an easy walk for him that night.